Test 77, Section 3, Question Number 1. And we're looking for what principle would strengthen the argument, so we need an if-then that links the evidence and conclusion. It says, G will almost certainly not be elected as mayor, so G's going to lose. Although she says she believes in raising employee wages, it was only a few years ago that she was arguing that their wages should not be increased. So a few years ago, she didn't argue for that. Her claim that she has learned more about the issue since then, though sincere, will not matter to voters who will see her as insincere. So the conclusion is she won't be elected, and the evidence is the voters are going to see her as insincere. Okay, so we need something that's going to say if the voters see you as insincere, you're not going to get elected. Voters are unlikely to vote for a politician whom they perceive to be insincere. That looks awfully good. Sounds a lot like what we said. Voters are unlikely to notice whether the stance has changed. It's not about whether they notice. The issue is whether they see her as sincere. Voters are unlikely to be influenced by what a politician's views were in the past. If the voters agree with their current, well, no, if anything, that would kind of go against the argument, because that's going to say, look, they're willing to forgive her. Voters are likely to elect a politician who they believe understands their financial concerns. It's not about whether she understands it. It's about whether she's seen as sincere or not. Voters are likely to question the sincerity of a politician who does not hold the same beliefs as they do. We don't necessarily know what the voters do believe, just that it seems that she's insincere. And so therefore, answer choice A is definitely our best one.